RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to read to you a text that we just got. I'm not joking to you guys. We got this text at 2:58. Rob, you can verify this. CDOT, you said that you live downtown, but you're only going to be 25 minutes from the stadium. What tunnels are you driving? I don't mind the team moving to Topeka, but my only question is Matt Nagy moving with us? The team is not moving to Topeka. The meeting is in Topeka because Topeka is the state capital of Kansas. So for the government meeting, they are meeting in Topeka. But the Chiefs are not moving to Topeka. The Chiefs would be moving to the Legends, which is about 20 to 25 minutes from downtown Kansas City. So if there was any confusion about that, I want to be the show on record that eliminates that confusion. Maybe you thought you were going to have a really lengthy drive to get to the Chiefs game. I mean, it is going to be from some people, just not Topeka lengthy. I don't think you're going to have to get on the toll roads to go to the stadium. So I want to be clear. I don't know if we were being trolled. I don't know if that was a joke. I'm here to help people. I'm here to talk through this thing. I want us to all be on the same page. I was a little confused. So hopefully no one is confused. I do want to, I guess, I don't know if this is inform people, but we were talking about this, Rob. If the Chiefs are getting a new stadium, I would like it to have the ability to have a retractable roof. Someone texted in, well, couldn't the league just force them to do it? So I went to the Houston Texans because that's the model I would like for them to follow. So this is the one that the Texans, I don't have time to look at everybody's retractable roof rules. So their rule is they have to decide 90 minutes before the game what they want to do, if they want the roof to be open or closed. And the only way that the NFL can force them to close the roof is for a hazardous weather situation like lightning. We all have watched an NFL game and a lightning strike happens and everybody has to get off the field. They can make you close it for that, or incredibly high wind. The NFL cannot force you to close it because it's too cold outside. That is why. So if the Chiefs want it up for a playoff game or late in the winter, they think that gives them the advantage. At least according to the NFL rule, they will have the ability to leave it there. I do think that outdoor football needs to be a part of what their plan is. Maybe that's not the plan for the Kenny Chesney or Morgan Wallen concert, but for the December home game against Miami, outdoor football needs to be an option for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you are building the stadium of your dreams the way that I believe they are going to, and this is not going to be the house that Lamar built, it's going to be the house that Mahomes and Clark built, I think that plan needs to include outdoor football. So I do not want the Chiefs to have a dome. And you guys know, I don't have any interest in going to cold weather football games. I'm not standing out there when it's cold. Some of you guys stand out there when it's cold. I want no parts of it. But I do think that you guys should have the ability to stand out there. And I do think that the weather is an advantage for the home team in certain scenarios. So I don't know why you would give up the advantage of playing outside if you were Kansas City and building the stadium. I understand why Las Vegas wants a roof. I get it. It's weather's not a part of what's going on there. I get it. I understand why they have a roof. Or if you were in Minnesota, why you would need a roof. Or in Buffalo, if you need a roof. But the Titans are building a new stadium with a retractable roof. I don't know why Kansas City also wouldn't build it.
First off, color me stunned that the person advocating for outdoor football in the cold is you. I did not have that one on my 2025 bingo card, and we are nearing the end of 2025.
Hold on. I want this to be known. I'm not against cold weather football. I am against attending cold weather football. I love watching cold weather football on television. I love when the steam's coming out of their head. I love when the shot of the offensive lineman, you can see guys' breaths. I do think it's a part of the management of staying warm and doing all those things. Cold weather television is great. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be an extra in the cold weather football game, but I love the cold weather. Somebody's got to go to the game. Somebody has to. That person will just not be me. But yeah, go out there. Be great. Be loud. Bang on the seat. Cheer. Do all of those things. That's important.
Who knew the C and C dot was cold dot? That's what I found out. I will say, you're right. We don't have time to Google every single person, every single team's rules on opening or closing the dome, opening or closing the windows, but you're right. Houston, Indianapolis, like there are teams that have the ability to open their dome and still host Final Four, WrestleMania, massive concerts. So I wouldn't be opposed to some way of opening the stadium. I also would be a proponent, and we're getting way down the road here, of a stadium like SoFi. SoFi is technically open air, but it's the fans are covered, not total dome. But I don't think that's going to happen either. But something where the fans maybe aren't frozen like they were that Dolphin game, but also something where you can still get cold football is probably where I land. I just think the amount of noise you've heard about the want to host events and all these things, and a Super Bowl being one of those things, makes you think that an enclosed environment is likely the most likely outcome.
I'm with you, and that's why I think you can accomplish both with the retractable roof. If they don't have a roof and it continues to be an open air stadium, then I would say all of this was for nothing then. You should have just renovated Arrowhead if that's the case. If you're telling me, I don't think this is the case, but if their plan is to build a state-of-the-art outdoor open-air stadium, you just should have renovated the one that you were in. That doesn't get you WrestleMania. That doesn't get you the Super Bowl. That gets you the same stuff you've been getting. Part of you doing this is you get the Final Four, and will probably be in the rotation to get the Final Four. You get one Super Bowl. You get one Super Bowl. You're not getting multiple. You get one Super Bowl.
I mean, Minnesota and Detroit have had Super Bowls. I mean, they both had the one.
You get one. But you get one.
I feel like you're right. They'll get the one. But I feel like saying it's just the one kind of undersells how big of a deal the Super Bowl coming to Kansas City will be. Like, I agree with you. Kansas City's not going to be in the rotation. It's not going to go Vegas, Miami, New Orleans, Kansas City every year. I know that. But even getting the one is a huge deal. Like some of my wife's family lives in Minnesota, and they still talk about how good it was to have the Super Bowl up there. Now, they also got a great game, but they had the Super Bowl, and it was a huge deal in the town, the state, everything. Like, even if it's just one, getting a Super Bowl is an enormous moment for the city. If it were to happen with the Dome Stadium,
yeah,
all the
sure. Yeah. We can take more phone calls, 913-586-7965. I'm happy to hear what you guys think in all of this. We'll probably replay the Jackson County Commissioner in its entirety coming up at 4 o'clock. I want you guys to hear at least a couple of cuts of what he had to say. Here is the Jackson County Commissioner. Here he is talking about how the deal in Kansas isn't done.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal.
This is the thing. I don't think anybody thinks that the deal is done. I don't think that, Rob. Do you think that it's done? Like, today, I do not believe that Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs have a signed, sealed, 100% ironclad deal being done. I think it is just known amongst everybody that that is the direction that this is going.
I'm going to say, maybe this is semantics. Define deal done. I think on Monday the Chiefs are driving to Topeka. The brass are driving to Topeka to sign things.
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
That's done to me. I know you're house hunting. If you're for a real estate analogy, if you have the house, you have the rate, you have the loan, you have everything signed. All you gotta do is drive to the house and sign and say, "Here are the keys." That's a done deal, even though you have not put pen to paper yet. So I do believe it's a done deal because it's all but done with signing of documents.
Yeah, I think you and I are looking at this the same way. They have a reservation. They just haven't eaten there yet is how I'm looking at it. So I'm with you. I think that Kansas and Missouri are moving forward in these negotiations with the 100% plan of this thing is about to be wrapped up very, very quickly. So technically, no, I don't think that there is a deal done. But I don't think that the Chiefs are interested in negotiating a deal further with Missouri, and I think they are moving forward exclusively with the state of Kansas to figure out a deal. So, no, you and I are 100% there. I think he's arguing semantics. No, a deal is not done, I think, between this. But we all know where this is headed. It's over. You lost the teams. I don't care how much ranting and raving that you do. You lost. Here is the Jackson County Commissioner. Here's what he says about Kansas.
But I don't concern myself with that because even if the Star Bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it. And I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Text line, CDOT, I think Monday's meeting is for an extension of the Star Bond deadline. I'm not in denial. Still think there's a great chance they do leave for Kansas, but I don't think it's a done deal. I think the Chiefs are still waiting for a Royals decision. I am here telling you right now, there is not a world in which the Chiefs are waiting for the Royals. Somebody wants the Chiefs. I don't know if they want the Royals. That's the difference. That's the difference in being the big dog and the little homie. In no world do I think the Chiefs are waiting to figure out what the Royals are going to do. I think they did that a year ago. Hey, if you guys are going to get some money, I mean, we're happy to take some of the money too. I do not think the Chiefs and Royals are operating as a unit in any capacity. I think the Chiefs are doing what they think is in their best interest, and good luck to the Royals. So I don't think that Monday's meeting is about that. Maybe that is a byproduct of what comes out, but I would say the extension is just a formality. Hey, we need more time to dot the I's and cross the T's. I think at this point, for a gambling analogy, I think it is Kansas minus 2,000 in order to get the teams. I think the race is over. I think it is a formality. I think it's done. I think one of the teams has made a decision on what they are going to do, and now we are just waiting for them to make an announcement on what they are going to do. All right, we got to take a break here. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to take your phone calls. The mayor of Kansas City is scheduled to join us in about 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, I want to read this really quickly. CDOT, you are not having an honest conversation on your show. You're being very dishonest. The Chiefs never made a good faith offer to Missouri. They gave Missouri a take it or leave it deal. Also, going on the ballot with the Royals was a poison pill. This is where I am. I agree with you that the Chiefs' plan was not a good plan, but no one can say they didn't know what the stakes were. They told you their entire campaign for both the Royals and the Chiefs were give us this money or we may leave. Now, they didn't play Nashville against you or they didn't play San Antonio against you, but we all knew who they were. So I 100% agree with you. I didn't love the Chiefs' plan. I think the Chiefs' renovations plans were actually very weak. I think their plans were bad. But no one can say they didn't tell you this was a possibility. There was one way to avoid being in this situation. People said, we don't care. That's the only thing you can take from the vote is, hey, if you guys go to Kansas, cool. That's what it is. It might not have been a perfect plan, but it was a plan. So I don't think you get to play the, oh, woe is me. It wasn't fair. They didn't give us a shot. Yes, they did give you a shot. They gave you a shot. Everybody knew when you went to the ballot box what voting no meant. And that no was this could happen. Yes means we wouldn't be having this conversation. If you had voted yes on this thing, they'd already be starting to build the stadium for the Royals. So I'm on your side, Missouri. You know I'm on your side. I voted yes. But we can't say that you didn't know what was on the other side of the door. They told you what was on the other side of the door. One side was guarantee you keep the teams. The other side was you could possibly lose the team. I'm sorry. That's life.
I think, and I'm not trying to re-legislate or pat us on the back. It's going to come off like that, but whatever. I feel like this show was screaming from the mountaintops ahead of the vote. If you vote no, it opens up the possibility for Kansas. And it's like Missouri fans didn't want to hear that.
Yeah,
it's like they were adamantly
again, like,
opposed.
This is what it's honestly, and I know it's a different. I know we're talking about something stupid. This is the same argument we were having about that high school basketball kid in Michigan. Hey, these are the rules. You might not like the rules, but if you go on that hunting trip, you're not on the team. The kid went on the hunting trip. You then aren't on the basketball team anymore. So this Texan, CDOT, I 100% agree with that guy. Do what we want or else, even if it's crap, I don't support it. Well, then the team's moving to Kansas then. I don't know what to tell you. This is the guy saying, hey, if you step on my shoe again, I'm going to punch you. I'm with you. That's something super stupid. You shouldn't punch somebody for stepping on their shoe. Hey, if you step on my shoe again, I'm going to punch you. And then you step on it. You can't be mad when he socks you in the face. He told you he was going to sock you in the face. So I don't want anybody in Missouri to play that we didn't know. You 100% knew the possibility. You knew the risk. You knew the risk of what voting no was. You knew it. And you lost. And that's fine. Now, get in the car, drive over to the Legends, and have a good time. That's it. You lost. I don't know what else to tell you. You had your opportunity. They gave you a bad plan, but they gave you a plan. They gave you an option, a choice. Keep paying the 3/8 of a cent sales tax, or you run the risk that we will potentially leave. You rolled the dice, and you rolled snake eyes. That's it. That's what happened. Let's go to the phone lines. BBJ, I know he's about to run the greatest victory lap of all time. BBJ, go ahead. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'll give you your time. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, C-Dot? Hey, listen. I've been in Jacksonville, Florida for 4 years. Why? Because I do what retired people do. I moved to either Arizona or Florida. And I've been saying this for 5 years, even when I was in Kansas City. I told everybody, the Chiefs are gone. And who are the Chiefs? The Chiefs follow the money. Where's the money? The money's in Kansas. This is Missouri. Missouri is Stax, and Kansas is Tommy. What happened to Tommy? We all know what happened to Tommy. Tommy did what he had to do, and he gave it to Stax. Missouri, I am so sorry. I am just running laps out here in Jacksonville laughing. Bye-bye. Welcome to Kansas. I'm out.
I appreciate you, BBJ. Hey, text line 913-586-7965. I'm going to be real with you guys. I don't know if BBJ's still listening. I don't know who Tommy is. I don't know who he was talking about. I was kind of confused. I didn't know who Tommy was. He was like, we all know what happened to Tommy. I don't know. Please tell me how the story ends. Who's Tommy? I don't know if I've seen this movie. I don't know if I've seen this show. I don't know. Someone on the text line makes this analogy, and it's right. This is like if your girlfriend told you, hey, I want to sleep with other people. You can either be with it or I'm leaving you. That's it. I mean, you might not want to share your girl, but she gave you a choice. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And you can either be cool with it or that is the end of things. That is 100%. That's not a great option. That is the option that was presented to you. 100%. I mean, I feel bad. I voted yes. You can only be so mad at me. I voted yes. I do want to get the Casey Tennant people on the show. You think we can get them on the show today?
Today?
I got their number.
Maybe.
I'll reach out. I mean, doesn't matter. Next week. Next week's over.
I mean, if there's an announcement on Monday, it's still a story Monday.
No, you're right. I'll work on that then. You want to work on it for the weekend? We gotta get the one girl Tara on the show, my homegirl.
I'm off Monday. You can Casey Tennant to your heart.
He's gonna leave me here.
I need you on Monday.
How are you gonna leave me?
You can Casey Tennant until your heart desires, buddy.
Yeah. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, these are the people who voted no, called their bluff, and now they're mad they actually act on it. 100%. 100%. That's definitely what happened. You're not going to do anything, and now you're like, oh, man, I didn't know that was going to happen. Wait. No, it's over. You had your opportunity. You could have kept Arrowhead. You could have kept paying that 3/8 of a cent sales tax that you don't think anything about. And now the tax is going to go away for sure. The tax is absolutely going to go away. And that extra $60 in your pocket every year that you get, I hope that you spend it wisely. Coming up on the other side, we are under the expectation that the mayor of Kansas City is going to call into the show. There is a lot to talk to him about. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7.
Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let's get right to it. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Quentin Lucas joins us on the show today. Mayor Q, how you doing today, my man?
And I'm doing great. Hope everybody's having a good few days before Christmas holiday.
I will say this. I'm a little surprised that you are doing this interview. I am a little bit surprised. I'm guessing it's been a rough 24 hours for you.
You know, it has not, actually, because, and I listen to your station and all of that, and, you know, I love every person who's like, it is guaranteed, except for the qualifiers that we have no idea on the Royals, and the Chiefs may not actually do anything either, but, you know, I mean, I don't know your sources or others. All I know is actually my own, and negotiations continue for Kansas City, Jackson County, and the state of Missouri, and that's directly from being in conversations with folks.
So that's interesting, and I'm coming at this, I don't have any sources on this. I know my lane, I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not good at. I don't have any government sources. I don't have any city council sources when it comes to this. I'm just somebody that's reading the news, paying attention to it, and keeping up with everything. So let's just start with this. Over the last 24 hours, what has upset you the most, what has frustrated you the most about these reports?
You know, I think, I mean, look, I understand politics. This is actually a business that I know better than sports. And so I get the incentive for someone who is running for governor of Kansas, who is not from the Kansas City Metro, to try to make a big name for themselves by putting out a release that then is almost immediately walked back by a state administrative agency, walked back by their own communications person, walked back by the leader of the Missouri House. I mean, I think if you were actually paying attention to the sequence yesterday, it was fascinating, right? Another radio station guy says, it's a deal. The Chiefs are going to be moving. It's going to be announced on Monday. Interesting, right? Then they, you know, finally say, source is this guy. This guy says, yeah, it's done. And, oh, by the way, the Royals are a rock-solid deal, too. And then you get all of these steps back where, at the end of the day, this is like Carrington, and God bless everybody. I know everybody's freaking out. What is different today than every other day where, remember, we've talked when it was definitely going to North Kansas City, right, when everything else was about to happen. The difference will be that there's this meeting on Monday. I think we'll all see what comes back from that. But, you know, I think that to suggest that there aren't actual ongoing negotiations in a place and that the teams would just be wasting their time with the Missouri side folks, I mean, either they're playing just an elaborate ruse, we are just some zip-darn fools, or actually folks are just talking. And here's the thing, right? I guess I could have called you to try to place a story and be like, you know, extra, extra, Quint Lucas has this or that, but that's not the game I'm going to play because we're actually professionals. So I just encourage everybody to, you know, kind of, I mean, the process will continue. I think that it will continue for a little while longer, but we're all trying to make sure we get to a good solution sometime soon that's best for our community, our taxpayers, and our team.
I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that it is over. And you know, in this, perception becomes reality. I think the perception is that you guys lost. And if we are doing a Missouri gambling sports analogy, it's been a million commercials. I think Kansas is like minus 2,000 favorites in this thing. I think today, and we'll talk more about it specifically, I think we heard the Jackson County Commissioner basically give his "we lost" speech. And I'll tell you why I thought that. But just all of the movement just seems to be in that direction. And at least when it comes from the Missouri side, there just doesn't really seem to be any news or anything to grab onto that I think the public can say, hey, I feel good about the Chiefs staying on this side of state line.
You know, the only thing that I would say to that, and I've talked to the county executive. I think it was an interesting – I wasn't able to listen to the press conference, but, you know, he's sharing something that has been discussed for a little while now, I assume. I mean, I would push you again. What's the news that you have actually heard from Kansas? Like, straight up.
Well,
what is it?
Yeah, I guess I'm with you. But to me, the news that you are hearing from Kansas, I think it is just more of a flow in how things are going. And I'm just going to tell you what my perception is. It's not me reporting. I believe that the Chiefs are going to Kansas on Monday with the intention of coming away with the deal. And I expect that sometime in the next 5 days, I expect that Kansas is going to do a victory tour of "we finally beat Missouri" and that the Chiefs are moving over here.
But what's the basis for that?
Well, them going
what's the basis for the news? There isn't actually news. That's what I'm wondering. What is the basis for the Chiefs are going to actually have a deal done with Kansas by December 31? Have you heard that from the Chiefs?
No.
Have you heard that actually from even confirming from the Legislative Coordinating Council, even the Kansas Department of Commerce, the group that actually is charged with negotiating the deal, put out a statement yesterday that said we don't have a deal. So I don't actually know what the news is. Now, I mean, if I were a different person, and part of me does kind of wonder, should I just play the game and divulge all confidences and be kind of like, hey, Carrington, look through all my emails and see all this stuff and see that there could be deals done in other places. I'm not going to do that because I don't actually think that's a professional way to do it. But this has been a process for years that has been in many ways built on a lot of bluster from folks. And I think you keep, not you, it's not personal, but I think a lot of people are just falling for it, right? And so it is because, and I hear you on perception, right? One person says it, then others say it, then they throw in a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with it, and then it just seems done. And then you're judging, right, the speech, and which is fair, of a guy who's been county executive for 2 months, who, by the way, right, I think had actually acquitted himself very well and clearly is talking to the teams. So what I might ask is, one, again, what's the actual news? Two, why would the Chiefs talk to him if they just playing?
Right now, we're talking.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. No, right now we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City. You know it's nothing personal here. I got to tell you how I feel about this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't care about the private conversation. We tried to get Ty Masterson on the show. He doesn't want to come on the show until Tuesday because they're planning a victory lap on you guys. So we can say that I don't know where this is coming from. One side is displaying a lot of confidence. They are displaying, we think this is won. And when I listen to the Jackson County commissioner, he's mad and angry. One side is not displaying confidence into me that this thing is over. And I would say over the last 30 days, 60 days, all of the news has been Kansas side. It's been about 119th in all for the Royals, and it's been about the legends when it comes to it. So I'm asking you, as the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, you are talking to people that live in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm asking you, why should they believe you that the Chiefs are going to stay on this side of state line despite all of the innuendo and smoke is on one side and not you guys' side?
Because the smoke is always going to be in the path of the people that are trying to get attention for some reason. You got to ask yourself, why are they trying to get attention? If they had a deal, and by the way, I've known about this Star Bond discussion for a long time because my child was born, oddly enough, at KU Medical Center on the day that they passed the Star Bond legislation in Kansas. So that has been just about 17 or 18 months. I should know better. But nonetheless, that is that, right? If this was such a rock solid deal, why has it not been signed? Why have they talked to the new county executive? Why do they continue to talk to the mayor? Why do they talk to the governor of Missouri? What are they doing? Wasting your time? Is it just playing games? Are they trying to get more out of Kansas? What's the deal here? And I think that, you know, look, I don't need to, I guess I could fire up my Twitter and start to get a whole bunch of fights and all of that and be like, no, it's definitely this or that. But I'm in a different position than a morning talk radio host on 96.5 The Fan, right? I'm in a position where I got to talk to people, where I build professional relationships, and where, frankly, I think if you're a real professional, you talk to people on the up and up rather than like talking to somebody, then going on the radio and saying, hey, we've got this done deal and all that sort of stuff. By the way, let me walk it all back. There are ongoing conversations with the teams. That's just true. There are those conversations exist with Missouri side jurisdictions. Also true. And frankly, there are real money terms. No one ever thought that the Jackson County tax idea came out, I mean, went away. And you may be hearing about it today, but people have been talking about the quarter cent sales tax for Jackson County pretty much since the failed vote in April of 2024. That has been a talk the whole time. That's part of the Kansas City talks to the Royals. Jackson County does a lot of Chiefs talk. Like, this has all been in the ether for some time. So, no, I'm not calling a press conference with no news. I'm different than some people like that, and maybe my Kansas friends feel the need to do that. But I'm very confident in where we are. I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone right now if I'm like, dang, it looks like we kind of licked, right? And I think that's, frankly, what could give people some confidence. We continue to talk to the teams. We spend time with them all the time. You saw outstanding legislation passed in the Missouri General Assembly. You've seen Jackson County have a sea change since late September. And you've seen Kansas City step up and add more to the pot in terms of both the Chiefs staying at Arrowhead and in handling what I think would be a substantial bit of support to the Kansas City Royals to be downtown.
Right now, we're talking to Mayor Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. So I guess I'll ask you this. What do you think is coming out of Monday's meeting? Because I am going into it that I think Monday is a dotting the I's and crossing the T's. If I'm wrong, tell me that I'm wrong. But I think a lot of people also feel that way, too. You mentioned this the meeting on Monday, and you say there hasn't been a lot of news. And I do agree with you on that. It has not been anything concrete. It has just been innuendo. It has been smoke. What do you expect to come out of Monday's meeting?
I expect that you are, you know, and look, and this is where I'm kind of, and I don't like to negotiate in public for that very reason, because frankly, I don't want to tip hands to anybody, but I don't think you have any more clarity on Monday after that meeting than you have today. And don't get me wrong. I know there'll probably be some people who come out and say, look, we have got, you know, the deal is very close, all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure it becomes more clear. Maybe it does. But, you know, all I'll say is conversations never ended. I think that there are ongoing, robust conversations for those of us who are Missouri side actors. And I don't think everybody's just wasting time. And I don't think you have to trust me. Look at the statement released on social media from the Kansas Department of Commerce. And so, you know, I don't know why you would even have all of this and kind of, you know, wait if you had a deal to announce. Since the LCC, that committee, is like, what, five or six people. If they had a deal ready to announce today, I am certain that they wouldn't have to wait for a special day in Topeka. They could go to somewhere nice. You hire your press people. You do your setup. You find a good firm. You do a great rollout. I've been part of those before. And I don't think I've seen that happen. I haven't seen indications of that. And I think we continue to have very robust conversations in terms of ways that we think the teams can remain.
Let's talk about the press conference here, and maybe I can just speak on it a little bit differently than you can speak on it. I don't think it was a good press conference. And the argument that I would make is, and you and I have been in the barbershop before, usually the person that gets kind of mad and upset and defensive is usually the person that is losing the argument. I think that the press conference today was a side that feels like it is losing control in this and felt like they had to call a press conference to get back some of the control. That's my perception of the press conference. What was yours?
Yeah, I would give you this, right? I don't think it would be the side that's losing control. You noted that, first of all, the whole team wasn't in the press conference. You didn't necessarily see some of the others, but I think it's fair to say, yeah, you're trying to, in some way, alter the narrative. I mean, it's an interesting balance in the world, and I think I push my balance more on I trust the relationships I've built with folks over 7 years. I trust the negotiations that we have, and I trust some confidential and hopefully sometime public discussions to be my guide on where we are. And I'd say I'm sitting here, and I'm not freaking out. I'm not actually really that exceedingly concerned. I'm a big boy, so I understand that teams are going to do what's best for them. I think that's fair. But I think that Kansas City very much is, if not strongly in a consideration, I'd even argue in the lead for a number of different reasons, including some of the financial details, some of which were discussed in today's press conference. I do agree, I think, with the underlying sentiment of County Executive Lavoda, who I think lives in the world that we do, which is that a lot of people are saying a whole bunch of stuff. He's getting a whole lot of questions. I'm getting folks asking questions too. Half the people think I actually am Frank White, right? I mean, it's been an interesting sort of discourse over however long. And I think the only difference between him and me is I have been through this cycle 1,000 times before. Carrington, I bet 10-1 we talked right after the Starbonds passed. And if you remember, right, the narrative probably on that day, it would have been in June of 2024, was the Chiefs are gone. What comes next? Oh, my goodness, how'd y'all screw it up? A year passed. Nothing. Right? A year and a half, basically, is where we are now. And we're in the same place. So, look, if it was a rock-solid deal, there are ways those things evidence themselves, and those ways aren't just the two radio guys put it out there and then a guy running for governor is issuing releases that then get walked back right after. A guy who won't talk to you before, which is interesting, actually, but will talk to you Tuesday to be able to get and what is that? I'll talk to you after something's done, too, and give you my take and be able to cover it.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas. One tone that I got from the press conference earlier is that Kansas has a bad plan. I mean, one of the things that the Jackson County Commissioner came out to say is that Kansas doesn't have the money, basically doesn't know how to maintain the stadium. Can you communicate to us what makes it a bad plan for the Chiefs, why the Chiefs shouldn't take this plan, or what you think the flaws in the plan are?
His point is likely relating to, and it's always foolhardy to speak to some others. I think that what he's talking about is the ongoing maintenance. The Jackson County sales tax has continued to support maintenance, which is why the facilities actually are in as strong a shape as they are. And so that is largely, I think, what he is trying to describe. But here's the deal. I think that, regardless of what you heard out of a press conference or another, I think the core point that you likely heard was he's still talking to people and he's still talking to the team. And why is the team? And he's talking to them about financial support as it relates to the stadium and all the leaders in the region. And these are things that have already been conveyed to the teams. My view coming out of all of that is that that actually is in many ways the discussion. It'd be a totally different thing if everybody was sitting around and saying, I ain't heard a thing, right? And I would actually view it as if we were totally silent and didn't know anything, then you'd be kind of like, oh, wow, what's happening? But chats continue. We continue doing our day jobs. And frankly, I think we'll continue to be a part of this conversation until it's resolved. I'll give you this, though. I expect it to be resolved fairly soon. The direction at which it's resolved is an open question, because not only do you have, of course, this kind of deadline that's already been extended once out of Kansas, but if it is to go on the ballot soon, I believe that's something that needs to be determined by about January 20th to 24th in Jackson County to see if you're moving forward there.
I'll get you out of here with these last two questions. Question number one is, I don't know how fair or unfair this is going to be, but you and I both live in the same world and see social media. If the Chiefs or Royals move across state line, people are going to attribute that to you and say that you failed. Do you think that is a fair criticism that people will have?
You know, here's the thing, right? I signed up for the job, for the good things and the bad things. So I got to be in the parades. I've gotten to do a lot of stuff. I also take the flag for things sometimes I have nothing to do with. I am really not worried what they think about me. I think we have a great city. It's growing. It's attracting great events. We're taking care of the people. Frankly, we're building a lot of affordable housing, something nobody may care about here. And we're attracting, like, huge events, including one at Arrowhead Stadium coming up in 6 months. And so, you know, I'm not here worried about that. What I'm more interested in is how do we make sure that one of the greatest facilities in football and in the sports in the world, which is why FIFA, of all the places they could have gone, right, picked this out of one of 11 markets in the United States. I'm building that up and making sure that they continue to play there and building up the fact that after 25 years of improvement in downtown Kansas City from the moribund place that you and I knew when we were kids, we need to continue that momentum with a stadium downtown. It's not about borders to me. It's actually not about states. I like Kansas. I work for the University of Kansas. I get a Kansas State paycheck. My wife is from there. Got no beefs with them. I do want to make sure, however, that we actually have stadiums where they belong. Arrowhead Stadium is a unique, exceptional venue on the scale of Lambeau Field or Wrigley Field. Everybody knows that. That's why there's so much passion in this. That's why people are actually tagging me on social media all upset, because they want Arrowhead to stay. I think the Chiefs hear that. We certainly hear that on the Missouri side, and I think we've conveyed a very clear offer that's a better one, a more firm one, in connection with making sure they do, no matter the noise, no matter the bluster that you're hearing from the Wizard of Oz right now.
Last question here. I think this is over. This is just my opinion. Nobody has told me this. I think this is over. I think in 10 years, so we are fast forwarding to 2035, I believe that the Chiefs are going to be playing in one of the nicest football stadiums in the world, out by the Legends, out in Wyandotte County. Where do you think the Chiefs are going to be 10 years from now?
10 years from now, the Chiefs will be playing at Arrowhead Stadium. One man's SoFi Stadium is another man's Edward Jones.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you do that when you say Arrowhead Stadium. You're talking about Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri at the Truman Sports Complex? Are you saying Arrowhead Stadium in Wyandotte County? Because I also think that that stadium will be called Arrowhead Stadium, too.
Okay. They will be playing at the place that we know today as Arrowhead Stadium and will know in the future as Arrowhead Stadium. I went to college in St. Louis. I went to school near a dome that was 10 years old. It got one, counted one Final Four, and is now vacant. So I'm actually not one who believes that, you know, this whole idea of a dome is a panacea. It costs about $2 billion more than everything else that we're talking about, and more than that, right? I think if you actually have built up a brand, they are filming movies at Arrowhead Stadium. There are people who take trips like it's a mecca to Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs Kingdom is prominent everywhere, and the stadium is a big part of it. You don't just build into cavernous new dome of some who knows expense and tear that all down. And this isn't actually just me wishful thinking. I think actually when you talk about it, it relates to the money too, right? What's your better expenditure? If you're the team, do you want to spend an extra $1.5 billion, $2, $2 billion to get something that may be inferior to what you have today? Or do you spend, frankly, not nearly that much with $1 billion of government support to continue to have a crown jewel in football? We've continued to share that. I think our numbers are more firm. Our conversations have never ended. I think the legacy is a key and important part of it. And frankly, I think when you break it down, and I'm not supposed to ask you questions, and when you ask yourself, what is the actual news item in the last 24 hours that's changed? I don't see what it is.
That part, you and I 100% agree. I don't think there has been a news item per se. I don't think there has been news. I just think it is a culmination of everything. I think it has been the last 30 days. I think it's been all the conversation about the Royals and 119th and all. I think it is the Chiefs are going to be present. I think it's Kansas popping a wheelie. I just think right now there is a lot of momentum in one direction, and there's not really a lot of momentum in another direction. Like, I'm saying this as somebody who voted yes. I'm saying this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I just don't know why I should believe you that the Chiefs are going to stay in Missouri. Nothing has happened over the last 60 days to make me feel that way.
Now, let me tell you something. You're a journalist. You can file a sunshine request on all my stuff. Now, we probably won't give it to you because contract negotiations, but nonetheless, you could. I got strong confidence. Chats never ended. All types of discussions continue. The finances are still a key part of all of it. But if you are actually looking at the steps, one, you have said, and I would say this to anybody, part of the reason I'm talking to you today, that this is all smoke, right? There's no news. The one guy who kind of made news has a number of reasons to be fully self-interested, which I do too, in fairness. So you have a guy in Kansas who says, yeah, they're definitely coming. All right, fine. I'll be the guy in Missouri who says they're definitely coming. And something that needs to be resolved soon. And frankly, where both sides are being talked to. So for me, I would continue to say the money makes better sense here. I'll ask you this question too, which nobody ever talks about with domes and all that sort of stuff. What tours actually fill up stadiums this big? I encourage anybody, go pull up what Ford Field had last year. I did this exercise the other day. What did they have in the dome in Detroit that's different than what we had? They had like a Michigan State marching band competition. Most of your shows, your big shows, are going to be in the summer. You'll have a lot of the same stuff. So anyway, on this whole idea that you make all this extra money, I'm not sure. And then do you think somebody's going to spend an extra $2 billion or so of their own money for something that can be inferior to what they have today? Missouri's put together a good offer. The state of Missouri, the city of Kansas City have put real money in, even notwithstanding a vote in Jackson County. And I think that's something that relates to both teams. And why are you hearing a lot of people talking? Because you got a peacock if you want to steal something. That's the idea. But I'm actually not concerned. I'm sitting here fairly comfortable with where we are, the relationships we have, the negotiations we have. But I will say who will make the news and who will break the news. It ain't going to sneak up on Twitter or on this 7 a.m. hour of a radio show. It's going to be something that you see actually firmly announced, and you will not see that on Monday.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show. Mayor Q, you know how I feel about you. I consider you a friend. I hate the fact that we couldn't have a fun and light conversation. I wish that we could get back to talking about Ferris wheels and the streetcar. So, you know what? Why don't you get this accomplished? You say they're going to stay, get it done, and then you can come on the show and have your victory lap interview on Tuesday instead of Ty Masterson.
You know, I'm just going to wait till we do an official announcement, because that's what the real players do. We will show up in suits. We will be somewhere, and I don't have to leak it on social media because we'll have the actual news and information. And when I come on, man, I'm going to have news for you, not just a bunch of innuendo. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, my brother.
Absolutely. That is Mayor Quentin Lucas joining us on the show today. That was something. That's the way I will put it. That was certainly something. We can open up the phone lines, 913-586-7965. I want to hear what you guys want to say. I also want Rob to say that I was right in moving Nate Taylor. That's all I want in this next segment. And Rob, you got to say M-I-Z. It's the drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.